Jesus has a
table spread, and where the saints of God are filled. He invites his chosen people to come and dine with his man and meet at feet, and supplies our every need. All his people sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calls. Come and dine. Oh Lord, we have come, we have come. Oh, you may please us in the city all the time. He fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry, call it down, come and dine. The disciples came to land, just to be Christ for man. Oh, the master called on to them and come and dine. Oh, then he found their heart's desire. Oh, yet present tonight. Oh, we surely going to find our heart desires. Oh, hallelujah.
Every time.
Oh, come and dine. The master called it. Come and dine. Oh, you may face that Jesus tables all the time. He who fed the multitude and the water into wine, so the hungry call it down, come and dine. So the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assembled thee. Oh, it will be a glorious sight. Oh, the saints in spotless white, and in Jesus they will feast. Oh, hallelujah!
I love it! I love it!
Come and die! Oh,
glory!
The master called.
Yes, sir!
Come and die!
You may feast that Jesus table.
All the time.
Oh,
he fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry, call it now. Come and dine.
Oh,
come and dine. The master called. Come and dine.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We bless your name tonight. We give you the glory. You invited us and we have come. There is joy. There is joy. Glory be to your name tonight, Lord. We bless you. We give you the glory. Oh,
come and dine.
Come and dine. Come and dine. Come and dine.
Oh, come and dine.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name.
Jesus table
all the time.
Oh,
he will fill the multitude.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
To the
hungry, call it down.
Come and dine.
Oh, come and dine.
The master call it.
Come and dine.
Oh,
you may feast at Jesus table. All the time,
he will fill the multitude,
turn the water into wine. To the hungry, call it now.
Come and die.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. He said he turned water into wine. Tonight he's going to turn every gloomy thing and fill it with his glory. Oh, that is his promise tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he said, with his manna, he doth feed and supplies our every need. How many believe that tonight he's going to supply every need? It is his promise. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, he satisfies the hungry every time. Tonight, Lord, we are hungry. Oh, praise the Lord. We are hungry tonight, Lord. So we've come. We believe that there is something in store for us. How many believe that tonight? Oh, just say, Lord, I thank you for tonight. Just say, Lord, I thank you for tonight. Just commit yourself into him, his hand. Oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, how the weather out there is so bad. But Lord, you have put a test within us, oh God. A test, Lord. You've given us a hungering soul, Lord. And Lord, and if our soul is looking for manna, oh, where could we go but to your house, Lord Jesus? Oh, so tonight, your children, we have come, Lord. Oh, we believe that the table has already been spread, oh God. Oh, the manna is already here. Oh, Lord Jesus, tonight, oh, as you turn the water into wine, oh God. Oh, tonight, if there is even every sickness here, oh Lord, you will turn every situation, oh Lord. Every crooked situation, you will turn them, oh Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, that Lord, there is always something, oh God, in store for your children. We bless you, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you invite your chosen people. And Father, we know that we are the chosen people. We glorify you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, even as the song says, you invite your chosen people. And tonight, Lord, we believe that we are the chosen people, O God. And you said, blessed to the one that you have chosen and have caused to approach unto you. You said they will be satisfied with the goodness of your house. So, Lord, we have come, O God. And, Father, we believe that, Lord, we will never live here the same. That we will be satisfied. You turn every crooked situation, Lord, and made it good. And, Father, as we surrender ourselves to you with broken heart and contrite spirit, Lord Jesus, that's our sacrifice tonight. Let your word, the life of it, O God, be our portion tonight. Even that, Lord Jesus, as we read your word, you are the author of it. Just lay your hands upon it, O God, and make it alive unto us, Lord. Father, you know the needs of your children, O God. Father, you know all that, Lord, needs to be done in their lives, Lord. Father, tonight we surrender everything unto you. Lord, you meet each and everyone according to your riches and glory. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory be to his name. Amen. Thank the Lord. We are still on our subject, the divine nature. And today we are on brotherly kindness. Amen. We are on brotherly kindness tonight. And for our scriptures, let's look at first Psalm 117. There are only two verses. Psalm 117. There are only two verses. And then our second reading will be in Colossians, the book of Colossians 3:12-15. But let's look at. Let's first look at Psalm 117, only two verses. Let's hear the word of God. It said, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great towards us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. His merciful kindness is great towards us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now let us look at our own self in Colossians. As we read from chapter 3, 12 to 15. This is a message to us. He said, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on what? Charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Amen. Oh, how sweet the word of God is. How sweet it is. Lord, we've read your word. Bless your word of God and make it alive unto us. These are words of life. And Father, we need life. So Lord, bless your word tonight to God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, God bless you for coming, because the weather is really very bad out there. And it takes people that have escaped the corruption of this world to be here. People who are really thirsty. People who are really hungry. Amen. I know some husbands are here, their wives are not here, but we believe that it's because of the children. And there are many also that are not here, and they have genuine reasons for not being here. We remember all of them tonight, that the Lord, whatever blessing we will receive here, will be their portion also, in Jesus' name. And there is also some brethren who are at work. We have our precious brother Vegas have sent a message that he's at work, and so we remember him in prayer when it comes to prayer time. Praise the Lord. So, we read two scriptures. One talking about the kindness of God. Amen. That his merciful kindness is so great towards us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Amen. His merciful kindness is great towards us. Of course, brother. So great. His kindness so great. Coming to pay a price that he never owned. A debt that he never owned. Hallelujah. Just because of that word. That merciful kindness. He took our place. He said, look. Hangman noose. He took from our necks. And placed it upon his own and said, you go. Oh, praise the Lord. And now when we look at what we read in Colossians also, that's a message for you and me. He said, therefore, when we look at the kindness of God, then we also, what is our, what behooves us? He said, what? Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. We are the elect of God. See. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels, see. Bowels of what? Mercies. Kindness. Amen. Bowels of mercies and kindness. Because your God is what? A merciful God. Full of kindness. Oh, praise the Lord. So let's put on the same bowels because we want to be like him. When we were on the topic godliness, the prophet said godliness was the meaning to be like God. Amen. To be like God. And so if he is what? Full of what? He's merciful and full of kindness. Then here it is also a message for you and me that we should also put on what? Bowels of mercies and kindness. Praise the Lord. Humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Oh, praise the Lord. Forbearing one another. Forbearing one another, what's the meaning? As forgiving one another. Amen. Amen. See, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Oh, amen. My brother, look, you don't know how long Christ took to bring you here. You see, so we got to do the same also for our precious brothers. And he said, and above all, we will be coming to charity. Charity is our last topic on the, please give me the, is our last topic of the house that we are building. Amen. And it's above all these things to put on what? Charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Amen. The bond of what? Perfectness. So let's go back to our message and see what the prophet talked about, brotherly kindness. He said, brotherly kindness, now, that's a good one. The seventh, as he said, that is the what? The seventh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, hallelujah. The seventh, brotherly kindness. The prophet said, now, that's a good one. The seventh, adding brotherly kindness. He said, when we get to that, brotherly kindness, it is what? Put yourself in his place on the matter. Amen. Put yourself in the place, in his place. Praise the Lord. See, when you put yourself, you see, in every situation with your brother, put yourself in his place, in his shoes, that it is you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He said, therefore, all things whatsoever, he said, well, let's read something from Matthew 7:12. He said, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law of the prophets. You see? Whatever you want men to do unto you, do the same also. Amen. See? The prophet is on brotherly kindness. Praise God. And so he quoted Peter. The prophet quoted Peter that one time he went to Jesus and said, Jesus, you said I should forgive my brother 7 times in a day. Because Jesus has spoken so. When you read in somewhere in the Luke, in Luke, Jesus have spoken that, take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, that was what Jesus said. He said, and 7 times in a day, turn again and say, and he said, he repent. He said, forgive him. Amen. Amen. That 7 times in a day, your brother offends you and he repents. He said what? 7 times? Forgive him in a day. Praise the Lord. Then Peter went to Jesus. He wants a confirmation. You see, maybe Peter was looking at the whole thing. You see, maybe somebody was actually at a logger who was trying to worry him or trying to step on his toes. And the person had been doing it several times. So he's weighing how many times? 7 times. Then he will know how to reply the brother. Amen. Amen. But when he went to Jesus,
Jesus knew his mind. You see. So let's look at what Jesus said in Matthew 18, 21 to 35. Let's look at something. Matthew 18. Matthew 18, 21. So now look at what the question Peter asked Jesus Christ. He said, then came Peter to him and said, we are on brotherly kindness. That's what the prophet quoted. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times, you see, he was quoting Christ. He was quoting Jesus Christ. Seven times. But what? Jesus knew everything. Praise the Lord. Jesus knew everything. He knew what was going on. And so look at the answer Jesus gave to what? Peter. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee, to thee, Peter. Eh? I say not unto thee until seven times. For you, I say not seven times. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. But until 70 times seven. Oh, hallelujah. Because he knew that something was going on. He knew everything, what was going on. Peter was trying to do what? Trying to give space to that particular brother. Seven times, and after that seven times, he was going to what? Answer him squarely. Praise the Lord. But Jesus knew everything. So Jesus confirmed that, yes, seven times, but you, 70 times seven. Yeah. Then what would Peter do? He had to resign. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So my brother, 70 times seven in a day. So what are you going to do? The thing is, when your brother sinned against you, you got to do what? Forgive him. Amen. Because it won't be possible that it will be what? More than 70 times 7 in a day. 70 times 7 is how much, mathematicians? 490 times in a day. Oh, hallelujah. That means it's not possible, my brother. That means he will be at your back throughout the whole day. And even that will not even mount up to what? 400 what? Oh, hallelujah. And so the thing is, brotherly kindness. When your brother does something against you, just forgive him. Peter, Jesus knew what was going on. So when Peter was counting, maybe the brother has sinned against him maybe up to six times. It has remained the last one. So when he does, now he was going to what? Now also recompense what? Evil to evil. Amen. And Jesus was not ready. He's not part of what? The part of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So the same also, the prophet went on. He said, brotherly kindness. Now, you see, if a brother is out of tune, see, a brother is out of tune, don't be impatient with him, see? No, see, be kind to him. Go now. Amen. If a brother is out of tune, he said, don't be impatient to that brother. He said, be kind to him. If possible, go to him. Praise the Lord. And the prophet said, somebody said not long ago, he said, how can you, see, he was asking the prophet. He was asking the prophet. He said, how can you believe these things the way you do and still go to the assemblies of God and the oneness and all of the rest of them? See, the way how you believe. How could you still go to these people? You see? And then the prophet said, well, see, brotherly kindness, see, hoping that someday, see, with patience with him, temperance, enduring with him, knowledge to understand what he believes, virtue in yourself to let it go out with kindness, meekness to him, having faith that someday God will bring him in. See? Praise the Lord. Even when he's out of tune. See? They ask the prophet, but the way how you believe, the way how your life is, these people don't believe that. They believe in Trinity. They believe in all these kind of things. But still, you go to them, the assemblies of God, the oneness, you go to them. And the prophet said, it's because of what? Brotherly kindness. You see? He said, you go with the temperance, enduring with him. Knowledge to understand. You see, it's all boiled down to these things. See, he was mentioning all this. Temperance, enduring with him, knowledge to understand what he believes. Virtue in yourself to let it go out with what? Kindness. Oh, praise the Lord. Virtue in you going out with what? Kindness. Hallelujah. Meekness to him. Having faith, the foundation that someday God will bring him in. See? Amen. Brotherly kindness takes strength from the foundation, faith to godliness. Brotherly kindness, it takes what? It tracks all from here. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, all boils down to become what? Brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness, you got to have all these things. Amen. Amen. Now the prophet made another. Let's look at the Good Samaritan. Praise the Lord. You know, you remember the question, the woman at the well, at Jacob's well, when Jesus deliberately asked the woman, give me to drink. What did the woman say? She said, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Amen. The Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. But we have what? A story here about a good Samaritan. Let's turn to Luke 10. Luke 10. Amen. Luke 10. Let's look at this man. He never knew this man who had been what? Attacked on the roadside. And definitely he was a Jew. And he was a Samaritan. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's look at Luke, reading from 30, verse 30. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there came down a certain priest. You see, there came down a certain what? Priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Oh. Where is the bowels of mercy? Where is the bowels of kindness in this minister, a priest? Where is that bowels? Oh, praise the Lord. Our Lord, his word, merciful in kindness. And he said, we must also gather that bowels of mercy and what? Kindness. Where a priest, a minister, who stands behind the pulpit and has no bowels of mercy and kindness. Oh, my brother, my sister. But he went to the other side of the road. He passed on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, you see, a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked at him and passed on the other side. See, he came, looked at him, and off he went. Oh, where is the board? That bowels of mercy and kindness. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Oh, praise the Lord. And went to him and bound up his wound and pouring in oil and wine and set him on his beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. Whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Amen. This is what? A story, a parable Jesus himself was giving about what? Brotherly kindness. Which now of these, you see, now he's asking, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Amen. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, go, do thou likewise. Amen. Go, do thou likewise. My brother, that's the message to us. We must what? Have that bowels of mercy and kindness towards one another, my brother. The message is that go, my brother. Go, my sister. Do the same unto your brother. What you want, what somebody, if you were the one that has been wounded, as you are lying there, you would really pray that, oh, someone will come and help you. Amen. See, you are putting, as the prophet said, you are putting yourself in his matter. Amen. Praise God. You are putting yourself in his matter. Because if you were in that condition, you will be looking for someone to help you. Praise God. You'll be looking for someone to help you. That's what the prophet said. Put in yourself. Brotherly kindness is what? Put in yourself in the other brother's matter. Oh, praise God. Go and do thou likewise. Amen. Let's look at Moses. Moses said we need a type of patience Moses had. Praise God. You see, the same patience, you see, brotherly kindness, unless you have patience also. If not, it can't work. Brotherly kindness cannot work without patience. Brotherly kindness cannot work without godliness, without faith, without temperance, without knowledge, without virtue, because something got to come out of you to do the work. Amen. As Jesus said, he said, virtue has gone out of me. And the prophet said, if virtue has gone out from Jesus Christ to heal the woman, he said he's expecting his church also to do the same. Something has to come out from us. Amen. We, the true children of God, to be an epistle being read of all men. That our very life, my brother, will be doing what? Good things amongst people. Oh, praise the Lord. So he said, we need a type of the patience Moses had. It is what? A Holy Ghost patience. See? That can work through brotherly kindness. See? He had the patience he had for a rebellious people in the wilderness. God said, separate yourself from among this congregation that I may consume them in a moment. These people have been giving Moses all sort of what? Headache. Troubles. still they made Moses even to do a mistake. God says, speak towards to the rock. But because of the anger these people have provoked him, he just took the rod and hit the stone 2 times. It was because of that Moses could not put his feet at the promised land. Because of that, God told him that you didn't do according to my word. And so for the land, the promised land, you will see it, but your feet shall never be upon that place. Look at the punishment because of these people's provocation. Yet, when God told Moses, separate yourself from this congregation so that I consume them. What happened? The prophet said, Moses threw himself in the breach and said, God, don't do it. Oh my. He said, Moses threw himself in the breach and said, God, don't do it. What patience with the people that was rebelling against him. See? Brotherly kindness. And then the prophet asked this question. He said, I wonder if we could do that. It's a challenge. I wonder if we could do that. Someone who has been giving you all kinds of what? Problems. He has been a thorn in your flesh. Then, an opportunity has come for you for this to be completely out from the sight of this person. But yet, you stood in for him. Amen. Something is going to happen to him, but you stood in for him. The prophet is asking this question. The stature of perfect man. Paragraph 279. He said, I wonder if we could do that. Amen. Because of you, God told me, I'm not going to see what? I will see the promised land, but my feet shall never be there. Because of you people. You made me, you got me angry, you provoked me. And I failed to do what God has instructed me. And now that's my punishment. And now the chance have come that you'll be what? Wiped off completely. But yet, here is him. Oh, praise the Lord. Moses, a type of what? A type of Christ. He said he fell. He said no. God, it cannot happen. You cannot destroy these people. Amen. Brotherly kindness. Let's look at the prophet went on again. He said, let brother the Hebrews 13:1-2. He said, let brotherly love continue. Amen. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. For thereby some have entertained what? Angels unawares. See? Brotherly love, brotherly kindness. Let's continue in that. Because through that many have what? Entertained what? Angels on our ways. You all know the story of those 2 disciples when Jesus died. And they were so disappointed. You know the story. And they were going back to Emmaus. According to the prophet, they were carpenters. They were going back to their trade. They knew that Jesus was going to bring the kingdom to them. And now he's gone. He couldn't give them the kingdom. They were looking for what? A physical kingdom. And as they couldn't get it, They were going back to their destination. And now as they were going, you know the story. A third person just came walking by them. And he came walking by them because their conversation was about Christ. Amen. That when two or three are gathered together, and my name is the center of their discussion, Jesus will be there. Amen. That is why anytime when we meet, my brother, let's put away the question of talking about a brother, talking about a sister. Let Christ, the Word of God, be in the center of our discussions. Oh, that will bring Christ on the scene. Oh, and whatever you say, he's going to quicken that word. And so, as they were going, the third person came walking around them, just talking about the events of what has happened in Jerusalem. And he intentionally asked them, what has happened? He said, are you a stranger? For these 2 weeks, what has happened in what? In Jerusalem. That Jesus Christ, who has done so much for the people, healing the sick, even the blind see, the cripples walk, the dead were raised, and yet they betrayed him and he's crucified. And what did he tell you people? I think you were his disciples. What did he tell you people? See? So when they go to their village, the third man just pretended he was continuing. He said, oh, my, it's too late. Why don't you come and warm yourself with us so that tomorrow you can continue your journey? See? Brotherly kindness. And on our words, they were entertaining what? The Almighty God himself. Oh, praise the Lord. My brother, it's not easy. Many a time it has to take what? A complete sacrifice. Putting yourself in the brother's matter. If it were you at that time of the night, journeying alone, oh, you would have just, I appreciate someone inviting you to what? To the warmth of his house. See, you have put yourself in his matter. In his place. You have put yourself in his shoes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, let us not forget, my brother, my sister. Because these things, if we do, we will surely be entertaining what? Angels. Oh, the same thing you know of Abraham when he saw those three people. See? Said, why? Just come in and wash your feet and let me just have some what? Find something for you to eat. Not knowing it was God himself. Amen. Amen. With his two angels. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, my brother, my sister. Let's have that bowels of mercy. Bowels of kindness. Towards one another. My brother. Let's do it. Because daddy said, go. And do likewise. Amen. That is our command, my brother, my sister. That's our command that we go and do likewise also. Unto what? Unto the brethren. Amen. In the message book, Blasphemous. Blasphemous Names. Preached in 1962. The prophet said, first, foundationally, is faith. Second, add to your faith virtue, and your virtue knowledge, and from knowledge temperance, and from temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and from godliness brotherly love, as brotherly kindness, and then love being what? The capstone. We will come on that, the last edition. You know, I'll be traveling to Italy, and I thank God that I will have if the Lord tarries, I will have one more shot that we will put the capstone on our studies before I go. Amen. Amen. Oh, the love of God. Amen. Amen. He said, now you might say, look, I sure don't like Brother Neville. Or I sure don't like Brother Jones. I don't like Brother so-and-so. But just let something happen to him, brother. Your heart broke. It just nearly killed you, see? He's your brother. And he might do something in the flesh that you will disagree with. You shun him a little. Shun him a little. But watch, there is a scripture. Praise God. In Ephesians 4:26. He said, be ye angry. You will be angry for sure. And sin not. You are angry, but what? Sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Amen. So your brother does something in the flesh. The prophet said, in the flesh. See, he does you something. But you get angry. You shun him a little. But my brother, let it what? Let it end there. Amen. Not allowing the sun to go down upon your wrath. That means you shouldn't carry that sin and go and sleep over it. Oh, praise God. My brethren, we are working ourselves to what? To present a house, a dwelling place where God wants what? To live, to talk through you, to walk in you, to reflect in you. So he said, but in the bottom of your heart, if something happened to that brother, it will just nearly kill you. Why? Because you do care for that brother. Because you broke bread with him here at the altar, you see? Because you fellowshiped with him. You shook hands with him. You worshiped with him. Amen. And listen to what the prophet was saying here. He said, I am an old man. I am an old man. I was once young and I'm now old. I've seen it down through the age. Do that. Through the age, do that. Hear people say, well, I just won't have no more to do with him. So he has heard people say, I don't have anything anymore to do with him. And then something happened to that man. It nearly kills him. See? Oh, think. Oh, brother. What was the prophet trying to say? You have what? A problem with a brother. You couldn't forgive him. Then the brother dies. Just all of a sudden. Brother, take notice of this. That is why when somebody does anything against you, my brother, my sister, forgive that person. Because for sure, if the person God calls him away, all of a sudden, you'll be left in a situation. My brother, you had to fight it. Praise the Lord. That's what the prophet is saying here. And then he said, he thinks, oh God, I let my precious brother go without making friends with him again. See? I made my precious brother go without what? Making amends with him. How are you going to carry that load, my brother, my sister? She said, how are you going to hold it? You still have what? An issue with a brother. You cannot forgive him. Then God calls him off the scene. What are you going to do? That day are you going to stand by his last days? You're going to stand and look at him and say what? Think of it, my brother. You couldn't make it right with him. The prophet said, I've seen it. People said, it nearly kills him. And then something happens to that man. It nearly kills him. Because he said, oh God, I let my precious brother go without making friends with him again. See? Brother love. It looks like it won't stick. But it does stick. Honey, it sticks. See? He's gone. And you never made it right with him. Praise the Lord. Let's watch these things, my brother, my sister. And let's what? If possible, let's live peaceably with all men. Amen. Recompense no evil for evil. Praise the Lord. He said, even when evil come, meet evil with good. See? Brotherly kindness. You are burdening yourself for what? You are burdening yourself as the true God. You are making yourself a temple of God. Because that is what Christ is. That's why I said, in any situation, ask yourself this question. If it were to be Christ, what would you have done? In every situation, ask yourself, if it were Christ, what would he have done? You do the right thing. Because Christ will always what? Christ will always forgive. He said he has forgiven you. The text that we read from Colossians. He has forgiven you. And we have what? The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those that trespass against us. And do you forgive those that trespass against you? You are asking God, Lord, forgive me my trespasses. As I also forgive my brother's trespasses. And then, here you are. Oh my brother. You know that story also. Let's look at the last story here. I don't know whether I've got that scripture. It is about the Lord that one of his servants owed him 10,000 what? 10,000 talents. Can you get me that scripture? 10,000 talents. And the time reached for him to what? Pay back the master. And he couldn't get it. So he went to the master. He said, Master, please forgive me. He said, okay, I've forgiven you. He went out from there. He also, his fellow friend servant, you've got it for me, eh? Okay. Matthew 18. Let's turn to that place. Let's read that and then we will just read one or two things for our prayer tonight. There's a table. We are still eating from the table. And meanwhile, the Lord will also. Let's go from 18. That's from verse... And these are all stories that Jesus himself gave. Amen. That was after Peter. Amen. That was just after Peter had been told 70 times 7. Then Jesus gave this story. Amen. To tell Peter. Now listen. Oh, praise God. Therefore, then that's from 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. Amen. 10,000 talents. And according to these talents are weighed in what? It's a weight of what? Gold. or silver, yeah. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold. He to be sold. And his wife and children and all that he had, and payment be made. Huh? The man got to be sold. His wife to be sold. His children and all that he has before. So that the man can get what? Look at the punishment this man was going to face. He was going to be sold into slavery. The wife sold into slavery. The children sold into slavery. And all what he has sold. Christ is talking to us. Amen. And that is you and me. Praise God. That is you and me. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosened him and forgave him the debt. See, he forgave him the debt. That is what Christ did for us. He forgave us the debt that we own. We should have been sold. Everything about us sold. We would have been slaves to what? Satan. Oh, praise the Lord. But our God said, I've forgiven you. All your debts. I've forgiven you. And so you and I, now we left in his presence. What happened? Verse 28. But the same servant went out. That's you and me. It's now. Whether we have bowels of mercy and kindness. Do we have it? Our what? Our master have shown that he's full of mercy. He's full of what? Kindness. He's shown it to us. Now it is now we have to go and do likewise. And now look at what this servant did. Praise the Lord. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. 100 pence. It doesn't even reach one talent. No, 100 pence doesn't reach one talent. I was trying to find the value. It doesn't reach one talent, but he owes what? 10,000 talents. Sorry. 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat. See, took him by the throat, choking him. Was choking the life out of him. Saying, pay me that thou owest me. Oh, my brother, my sister. It's you and me now. There's a challenge here. See? Go and do likewise. What I've shown you. I've shown mercy to you. I've shown kindness to you. Go and do the same. Now look at this. My brother, we got to be what? It's a message, what? It's a challenge to you and me. Oh, praise the Lord. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, the same thing, and besought him, saying, have patience with me. I will pay thee all. The same language you told your master, and your master forgave you. The same is being what? Also told you. And what did he do? And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. Oh, you put somebody into prison. How can he pay the debt? You put me into prison. That I should pay you. How can I pay you? You should release me even at least to go and work and what? Pay you. That means he just want to put him there perpetually. Forever. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that, he had called him and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? Huh? Look at what Christ did for us. Why don't you do the same to your brother? But rather you put your brother rather in such a situation, you will not forgive him. Sorry. And his Lord was wroth, of course, and delivered him to the tormentors. See? Hellfire. That's where you go, to the tormentors. Hellfire. To be tormented. Till he should pay all that was due unto him. Go there and see if you can pay back. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother's dear trespasses. Praise the Lord. Brotherly kindness. Amen. How many love the word of God? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Are you going to forgive your brother? Amen. Are you going to forgive your sister? Oh, the Lord has done so much for us, my brother. Hallelujah. We need to do the same. Amen. Go in and do likewise. Amen. That's the message we have tonight. Lord, you called us tonight for us to be in your presence. And of truly, there has been something in store for us. Lord, tonight, your children have their request. They want to bring it before you. How many believe that he's here? Our time has really gone. I needed to finish this subject before I travel. So, sorry I've taken so much time and we have just a few minutes to pray. But I believe that one word of faith with what? Believing that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That he changeth not. That all things are possible to you if only you believe. Amen. Just one word. Amen. With faith behind it, the Lord will hear. Amen. 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 Musicians, please come. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. How many are happy with the Lord? You sang this song, Thy Loving Kindness is Better Than Life, if you can give it back to us again. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, what is your request on your heart tonight? Just make it unto him. He knows it, but just speak to him tonight, and he will answer you. Amen.
Thy loving kindness is better than life.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. Thy loving kindness is better than love. Thy loving kindness is better than love. Thy loving kindness is better than love. My lips shall praise. Thy loving kindness is better than love.
I lift my hands, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Unto thy name. Oh, I lift my hands, Lord. Unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life.
Oh, yes.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. Thy loving kindness is better than life.
Amen. His loving kindness, He has shown it to us. My brother, tonight, whatever is in your heart, just speak to Him. Just speak to Him. Anything that is in your heart, your request, if you want yourself to be that temple, that house, just say, Lord, if there is something that you have not yet set it right with a brother, with a sister, just say, Lord, from here, I'm going to make things right with my brother, with my sister. Lord, take away anything that is not right in my life. And whatever request you have, bring it before Him tonight. Just speak to Him. Lord, I believe that your loving kindness is so great. And that, Lord, there's bowels of mercy from you. Tonight, Lord, I have a request. I place it before you, Lord. The Lord, help me. Just pray. He's here tonight. He's good. He's great. He's merciful. He's full of grace. He has invited you, my brother. He invited you to come and dine tonight. He will never let you go without fulfilling what was on your heart before coming here. He will never allow you to go tonight without meeting you on your request, what advice on your heart. Whatever request that we have, Lord, we believe that, Lord Jesus, it has already been established, God. We thank you, we bless you, Lord, for your word tonight. We thank you once more again, in Jesus' name, as we call our brother Wilmore to come and close us in prayer, remembering our pastor, and as many that were not here tonight, any sickness in the house. And then we pray that these virtues of the divine nature will be our portion in this church, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are merciful unto us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, being shut away this night, Lord, what a blessing this was.
Amen.
Lord, where else could we be this night?
Yes.
Father, this is the place that we have desired to be, Lord, and you have not disappointed us,
Amen.
But you have met with us, Lord, and once more you have given us strength, Lord,
Amen.
To continue on this world, Lord, to continue on being a light to the world.
Yes,
we pray, Father, even as we look at the stature of a perfect man,
Amen.
And Father, identifying places where we are lacking, we pray for your mercies, Lord, and your grace, Lord, that, Father, you would Help us, Father, to attain unto that stature.
Amen.
For, Father, without you, we can try our best, but it will fail, Lord. Father, we need you to be in these things, to help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord,
that, Father, we may come to that place where you want us to be,
Amen.
Lord. Help us, Father, to have our desires, Lord, be in line with thy word, Lord. Help us, Lord, that, Father, your will would be established in our lives, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
That whatever we think of, whatever we desire, Lord, that it be only thy will, Lord.
Amen.
We pray for your blessing upon the people that are here tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
May you bless each and every one of them, Lord.
Amen.
Father, I know of brethren that are looking for jobs.
Oh,
I pray, Lord,
yes,
that you'll
Lord.
Open a door in that no man can close for
Jesus
them, Lord.
Christ.
Father, may you grant them wisdom
yes,
when
Lord.
They go for interviews, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, oh God, that Father, your name may be established in every place, Lord.
Amen.
That there be a testimony in the
yes,
jobs,
oh
if
God.
You give them jobs, Lord.
Yes, God.
That, Father, it would be all for the glory of
yes,
thy name.
Lord.
Father, there is many other things people are seeking, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I know, Lord God, that you are still Jehovah Jireh.
Hallelujah.
May you grant to your people the desires of their
Hallelujah.
Hearts, Lord. You are still the same God that is still feeding, Lord, those that are hungry.
Amen.
And you are bidding us to come to thy table tonight,
yes, Lord.
That we might feast with you, Lord.
Thank
oh God,
you,
we come as we are, Lord, just desiring, Lord, that Father, you would feed us, Lord, and satisfy our thirst, Lord.
Mm.
Oh, we desire, Lord, for your grace upon our pastor, Lord. We
Amen.
Commit him to you and ask that you be with him, that you'd continue to use him, Lord.
Yes.
Father, reveal more and more of your word, Lord,
yes, Lord
to the
Jesus.
Ministry in this place, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for the edification of thy children,
oh,
we
glory.
Pray for our brother
Thank
Maxwell
you, Lord Jesus,
on
Lord.
The journey that he's planning on next week,
yes,
Lord.
Lord Jesus.
May you go with him, Lord, and Father, bring him back safely, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we pray that you'd bless his business, Lord, whatever
yes,
he's
Lord,
traveling
Lord,
for.
God.
We pray, Father, that, Lord, it would be successful.
Amen.
Father, we would remember, Lord, the services on the weekend. We pray, Father, that you'd be with us, Lord.
Yes, Lord
even
Jesus.
As we come
In
for
the
communion,
name of Jesus
Lord,
Christ.
We don't want to commune alone, but we want to commune with you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, let it be that you would come amongst us on Saturday, Lord.
Yes.
That, Father, we would meet and rejoice in thy presence.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray now, Lord, as we go home, may you watch over every brother, every sister,
Amen.
Lord. Father, even as we see the great winds rising up, Lord, and the rain not ceasing, Father, many might look to these things and just, Lord, dismiss it, Lord, but we see that the judgments of the Lord are in the land.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father, but
Thank
we
you,
pray
God.
For these, your children
you,
that
God.
Are here, Lord.
Thank you,
that,
Lord.
That, Father, none of it would come near them,
yes.
even as it was in the days of Egypt, Lord, when you would pass through the land in the night.
Oh,
Lord, you
hallelujah.
Said not even a dog would bark at any
hallelujah.
Of your children. Let it be for these thy children, Lord. I pray and commit every one of them to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen. Glory to you, bless you, my precious brother. Amen. Can you give us a closing tune? Amen. Better than love.
Thy loving kindness is better than life, and it shall praise thee, thus be lightless. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. Thy loving kindness is better than I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless
Thy loving kindness is better.